listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the search lamps of God, and I'm going to read to you from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 12. Here's the verse that we're going to look at today. "And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and punish the men who are settled in complacency, who say in their heart, 'The Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil.'" As a prophet, Zephaniah was different from other prophets because he tells us both his time and his roots. Zephaniah was an unusual prophet in that he was of royal lineage, descending from the godly king Hezekiah. His name meant Yahweh hides, or Yahweh has hidden. Zephaniah was almost certainly born during the reign of the wicked King Manasseh, whose reign began 55 years before the start of King Josiah's reign. Zephaniah was probably hidden in those dark days for his own protection. It was in those days of King Josiah that Zephaniah served as a prophet. Josiah was a godly young king who brought great revival and reform to Judah. Yet Josiah's reign began 10 years before he led his great revival. The prophecies of Zephaniah were likely given in the years before the revival, and God used this prophecy to bring and to further that great work of grace. To prepare the nation for revival, God used a warning of judgment. In this passage from Zephaniah, God warned, "I will search Jerusalem with lamps." The idea is that God would make a careful search through Jerusalem and look into every hidden part. That meant that no one would be able to hide against the judgment of God. It was coming. And even if God must get out the flashlights, so to speak, he'd find everything worthy of judgment and correction. The picture reminds us of the story of the old pre-Christian Greek philosopher named Diogenes. It is said that Diogenes wandered the streets of Athens with a lantern, looking into the face of every man he met, searching for an honest man. Yet, when Zephaniah tells us that God uses lamps to search out Jerusalem, he isn't doing it to find an honest man, but to discover and uncover sin. The point of this picture isn't hard to see. God sees through and through. You can't hide anything from God. The warning was clear. Once again, we can't hide anything from our Lord. He shines his discerning light upon us and can easily see our hidden sin. Perhaps the people of Jerusalem thought that because their sin was hidden before man, that it was also hidden before God. Zephaniah wanted to correct them and us of such a foolish idea. Once the sin was discovered, God told them what he would do next. He said that he would punish the men who are settled in complacency. The Lord promised judgment against those who felt that God was distant or detached from their lives and therefore had become complacent. We should carefully notice the words of the prophet. His complaint was against those who were settled in complacency. It wasn't though they went through an occasional complacent season, but that they had settled in that complacent place. This is what we must never do. Instead, we should allow the searching light of God's lamp to expose any complacency in us. Then Zephaniah quoted the words of the complacent heart, "The Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil." Some people believe that God is like a great clockmaker who created the universe, wound it up, and then left it ticking without any intervention from him. They think that God is detached from this world and that if he is out there, well, he's silent and therefore irrelevant. Zephaniah wanted to search out this error and correct it, to let everyone know that God was active and that they should live in light of it. The bottom line is that those who believe there is no God, or that if he does exist, he has nothing to do with man, they are terribly and tragically wrong. Edward Gibbon, in his book, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, described this attitude towards religion in the last days of the Roman Empire. He talked about attitudes remarkably like our very own day. He said this, that the people regarded all religions as equally true, the philosophers regarded all religions as equally false, and the politicians regarded all religions as equally useful. Zephaniah points us to a different idea, that there is a God enthroned in heaven who searches hearts and minds with his shining lamp. Knowing this and acting on the truth of it prepares us for God's work of revival. Hey, let God shine his searchlight upon you and let him do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.